I shall read. From the second epistle of Paul to Corinthians, chapter 4, the second part. And the word is heard, words are heard in Jesus' name. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Speak, Father, your servant is listening. We have been able to, dear brothers and sisters, dear service guests, begin these summer services yesterday, and today it was officially opened as summer services. We have been able to hear through different gifts the spoken everlasting Word of God, even though outwardly, when I look at your service guests here in this tent, I can say it is cold. Maybe some of you have been cold today, but I think in this way that from the grace of God, we can experience this, that what means, what is the Son of the Word of God that warms us even today here in Pyhäjoki as we are gathered before God's Word. This read portion that we read stops us to look and discuss what means the endeavor or travel of a child of God today. What does this mean? What did it mean during the time of Apostle Paul? And when we inspect this 100 years ago, when in Olainen the first summer services were held, I would think in this way, that then the flock of children of God, it was a small flock that gathered at summer services. In the same way, those people, those believers, were able to experience their own endeavors. They were able to rejoice in that they were led into the grace of God. And even today, we can be owners of the most precious gift, be partakers of that grace, which only through grace, through none of our own merits, but nevertheless in this way, knowing this and feeling very closely our two portions. Flesh and blood has not repented. And for this reason, dear brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing of God that here in Pyhäjoki, in our fatherland, we are speaking, we are preaching the living Word of God, and we can be participants in God's kingdom. We can personally endeavor and travel and look upon that unseen destination that I will one day reach that destination, the glory of heaven, the home, heavenly home. I would think those who have come to services, dear brother and sister, before all, have put your hands together in the same way. Those of you who are listening through the internet or through the radio, that you have crossed your hands, that God, through his poor servants of the word, to give such a speech that would feed the undying soul and open that view that what means the Holy Spirit that affects and leads us in our life, so that I am given power traveling as a day child and onto this. The Apostle Paul brings great comforting words onto each one of us when we feel ourselves from ourselves, we feel so weak. Dear brothers and sisters, I can say from my own part, when I came here to serve, God spoke very closely. I crossed my hands. Now speak you, Father. I am such a small person. I am worthless person. But you, Father, you can fill my word, my mouth, for you through your love, which helps our travel friends and may approach that person who has not yet understood personally or know, receive the grace of repentance. For the two portions are so close, as it was during the times of the Apostle Paul, who as a sinful person was able to experience the grace of repentance. I would think that there are many dear service guests here who have been able to preserve in childhood faith. It is a great blessing of God. It is a great grace of God. But I would think in this way, there are those along with me who have lost their childlike faith, but have been able to return, have received the grace to return. We have been able to return into the care of God's kingdom, not through our own works or through our own merits, but only through grace. I live of mercy and from grace. We did not. They were given unto us a gift from God. And for this reason, the Apostle Paul looked also in the book of Romans how these two portions was affected during his life as he received his grace of repentance. Where can I find myself a law that wishes to do well so that the bad would go away? For I would like to preach God's law on behalf of God, but I see a different law in my body that battles against the law of Christ that is in my body. The desire of the flesh is to die, but the desire of the spirit is to have peace and to live. And that is why, through the grace care of the gospel, we can be renewed every day, every moment. And our desire of the spirit takes away those temptations of sin that our flesh, the enemy of soul, and this world bring so close. To the letter of Peter, we can see how the enemy of soul is a master of 1,000 tricks. I think, especially dear young tonight, who are in the midst of the temptations of the youth, the world brings forth before our eyes and our life. It comes so close. What means this, that God, through His Spirit, would give this faith, be strengthened in ourselves? Not in that way that these temptations of sins would fill our mind, especially ourselves. We experience these as elders, that all this temporal matters fill our minds. Have you found yourself in the same type of situation where I have experienced this, that I have asked weekly, that can I yet still be a child of God, be a partaker of God's kingdom, when it seems that all that controls my mind, it is that which is temporal, it is that arises from the flesh. But in this way, but we can go, through the grace of God, those steps of repentance, we can believe our own sins, those that the enemy soul pours upon us, we can believe these forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And in this way, we can be refreshed from the inside, so that we are given strength one day at a time, endeavor towards the home of heaven, the heavenly home. We think of this, dear brothers and sisters. What is this greatness of God? What does this mean, even in our country? We have today at the speakers' meeting, we have spoken about this 100 years that have passed from the first summer services 100 years ago. What does this mean? What are the conditions today, compared to 100 years ago? Do we understand, your brothers and sisters? Do we understand how God has been blessing our lives, our country, this development that has happened over the decades? After World War II, it is a marvel of God. But inside this, God has blessed His kingdom and the work of the kingdom. Today, we gather here (clears throat) as a group that are 10 times, that is 10 times larger than those that were 100 years ago. If we think of the freedom of sin, if we think how the teachings of the Bible have gone forth over these years, is it not a marvel that today we can gather to summer services, enjoy that there are old elders here, but there are also many young and children in whose hearts there is living faith, that faith that they wish to carry in the midst of this bad world for our tribulations is temporal. But will lead us to eternal life. Is it not, dear brothers and sisters, the way of the flesh, this temporal tribulations? I think in this way, when two people meet today, how often it starts in that way, that we start to complain about different problems in our lives, how we are unsuccessful in our lives. Even those trials of times of trials which happen to each one of us, for no one is without trials. There is no faith without trials, but open by faith our temporal journey looks differently. It shows like it's easy when we look at this, when we look at the Lord of life and a work of salvation of Jesus Christ, who gave his life on behalf of the sins of the whole world. Does it not feel, dear brothers and sister, when we can follow the Lord Jesus Christ, in his teaching, doctrine, and life, and suffering, that cross have given unto us is made according to that which we can carry. It might look light when we think of the work of salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It looks light when we look through the eyes of faith at that. What means that we should, as a reward, receive everlasting life in the glory of heaven. Compared to this, that if we would be traveling in unbelief and we would inherit eternal damnation. This is that view of faith which can only be seen through eyes of faith. For that reason, we are given power through the power of God. We are able to tackle those moments in our life that God shows us. In the book of Jeremiah, God opens that view that I have my own plan towards you. The thoughts are of peace, not destruction. God has to every person who has been created, unto each created person, his own plans, that according to the Holy Bible, we can be secure and believe that word that has been written and spoken, that God takes care of each child on this journey. We do not have to journey with extra burden through with extra burdens. We have been given travel companions. We have been given friends with whom we can discuss. We can discuss the ways of the road in life. We can unburden our hearts and share these burdens with one another. But most important is this, that when sin attaches and presses upon us, we can be secure. We can be attached to that gospel which helps us in many situations when we have our sins forgiven, a clean conscience, and our name is in the book of life in heaven, even though this temporal journey might look light. It pays to be on this road in this battling congregation, believing as one that we can one day reach the destination. We think of this has been written, that it gives us eternity and a great honor. God stops us to this word, this weight of glory. This here we can see the power of God, that in his temporal life we can, as people, we try find ourselves. We try to be accepted. Many people through flesh are ready to do almost anything so they can get some type of badge on their chest so that they could get some type of glory. But this portion of a child of God is so precious that in this that we can those who are created from God, created from ground, from dust, it is hard for us to understand that matter of glory that is awaiting for us one day in the heavenly home. Is it not marvelous, dear brothers and sisters? And God does not ask of us nothing else but that we would be obedient in faith and travel as a child. But what is marvelous is this, even though the disciples were able to journey with Jesus Christ, it was also seen how they were of two portions. I can think of two different happenings that makes me wonder when right by them was a living Lord Jesus Christ. One would think that their faith would be stronger. When the Lord Jesus took a child as a picture of living faith, and when mothers and fathers brought children to Jesus, the disciples told the parents not to bring these children to Jesus. They did not think that these are examples of living faith. In the same way, when they went to the sea here is only a couple of two kilometers away. They went to a ship, and a storm came. And when the Lord Jesus slept in the ship, the disciples were afraid and began to doubt. Then the Lord Jesus had to say, "You of little faith, is it not a marvel that we in ourselves, in the midst of all these time worldly storms, that we doubt and feel that do I have enough faith?" You have enough faith, dear brothers and sisters, when we can be preserved as a child. I remember an experience last spring when I visited one of my children and their family. We slept in my son's home, even though there's very little snow last winter. During that night, we got some wet snow. So my car was covered with snow. And during the day, the snow melted away. And when we were leaving in the afternoon towards home from central Finland, we were saying goodbye to this believing family. I noticed one of the boys was going outside without saying goodbye to grandma and grandpa. I noticed this young man, about 5 years old, was standing by the car, looking at the car. I say, "God's peace to this young boy." And I say, "It's nice to see that you are so diligent." This young boy looked at me and said, "Am I still a good boy, even though I came in the morning and wrote on your car?" This is that childlike faith that we can preserve in our hearts. Not that we could give room to our flesh or our temporal mind, which comes to explain that it does not pay. What does it matter? There are other believers. Others are doing the same thing. I do not have to repent of this. Dear brothers and sisters, what does this mean when we fall into sin? What happens? We pray that God would give us that childlike mind, that we would go and confess these sins and receive that grace, and will help us in that begun faith. For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. During this time, this world sees only that which is seen through the eyes, but through faith, dear brothers and sisters, we can look to the border on the other side. We are not journeying for this temporal time, but we are journeying for that reason, so that we can one day leave this land of tribulations and be moved to that perfection which has been prepared for us in the glory of heaven. It is our hope. It is our future. God has promised. I give you hope. I give you that future, that no matter what our life looks like today, no matter what type, that one day we can be removed from faith in the sea. And joy to the joy of the glory of heaven. For this reason, dear brothers and sisters, it pays to believe. Simply believe. All sins, doubts, and temptations forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Believe all your sins for forgiven unto peace, joy, and freedom. If someone is doubting, that is, during this time of technology, we do not have to doubt, dear brother and sister. We know how to produce many good things. There's lots of technology, but these are nothing compared to those what God offers, that He keeps the book of life updated, where God the whole time is collecting that data, that whose names are in the book of life. This care of the Father means that care of the Father, that He knows that not one hair leaves the head without God knowing. This is the greatness of God. It is the wisdom of God, of which we are partakers of. Dear brothers and sisters, we have that personal faith. We can look at those secure views that the Almighty God, through His holy word, opens onto us. For this reason, it is important that during this midst of this bad time, we can there in our homes, congregations, we can gather before God's word. God sees good to organize these summer services where we can from all over the world come here together, being connected to the spirit of through the spirit, coming as different people, as different parts, being connected and rejoicing over that even I can today be a child of God in God's kingdom, unseen. And you, friend, who is not our participator of this God's gift, God is calling you into His kingdom. Repent, believe your sins forgiven, and then God will remove you from unbelief into the participating with God's children into His kingdom, into that battling congregation. Where one day we will inherit the heavenly home. In the book, Gospel of Matthew, we can see that, "Come ye blessed of my Father, and own that kingdom which has been prepared for you from the beginning of time." This is that view of faith that carries us. And that is why, even now, dear brothers and sisters, we can simply remain believing under many trials and doubts. I came to serve you. I would ask you, brothers and sisters, that can I remain believing my own sins and doubts forgiven? Remain you. Remain, brothers and sisters, believing simply the love of God is perfection. Abound of perfection. We want to dwell in simplicity that God, through His Spirit, opens and endeavor towards heavenly home. May you have a secure journey home. In Jesus' name, amen.